I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We got an OPP that's, I believe, a little on the heavier side, but I think there's a lot of people that have gone through this, so we might actually be able to help out.
Okay.
She would like her voice disguised. I'm not even sure if this is a real name, so let's just talk to her. Sarah?
Yes,
We have you disguised.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us what's going on?
So, and I give my yai?
Yai.
Yai. basically, my husband used to be an addict.
Okay.
It was pretty serious. And he's clean. He made huge progression and got help, and I am so grateful for that. But, I can't forget the things that he did when he was using. He did some really awful things, and it kind of haunts me.
Awful things to you, like physically, or
nothing like that. Just like one of the examples is he actually pawned my wedding ring.
Oof.
So he could buy drugs.
Ooh, yep, that's an addict.
Yeah, and like that was a really big thing that he did, and it's like every time I look down, like the ring I have now, that's not my actual wedding ring. I got a replacement, but every time I look down, I remember it, and I'm wondering, like,
wow,
if you have any advice of how to get past this, like, what I can do to like get it off my, to just have it stop weighing on me, or if our relationship is just doomed forever.
And he said the things to you like, oh baby, no, I'm the first thing when I get a chance, I'm going to replace that. He's done those promises. Has he done that? Said that to you, or not even brought it up at all?
I mean, after it happened, obviously we got in a huge fight. And he ended up apologizing, and he got me the replacement ring.
Oh, okay.
But it's
just
still
not
a reminder of like what happened.
Sarah, probably hurt you.
This is tough because on the one hand, I want to say you're a very brave person, you're very forgiving, but then again, you're not forgiving.
Yeah,
because if you're truly forgiving him, then. This, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're staying with him to do the right thing, but then you're almost there, but you're not letting it go. You have, like, if you're really
you
going to
forgive completely, then
you have to, and
aspects.
I'm not saying I know how to do that, 'cause
right.
I don't,
right.
I'm not,
you,
I'm not all the way a
I
black
see what
booker,
you're saying. You can't hold one thing back from the forgiveness.
It's
all in, or
I'm going to stay with you. I think we can make this work. I love you, baby. And I know you're clean now. This is great. But then if you're holding on to all these bad memories, then you don't really, you're lying when you say, I forgive you.
Looked at it that way. So you think she,
does that make sense? Like, I don't know how.
It makes complete sense. I'm trying to figure out how I can fully let go and forgive.
That one's tough because he not only hurt you, he hurt your union.
And that's just one thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did a lot of other.
But this is the one that really sticks in.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Even if he went out and bought you the most dazzling wedding
still
set,
not
again,
the
yeah,
ring.
You'll never.
It's not.
You'll never escape your. Yeah. You can forgive, but not forget this one. Right?
That's kind of. That's. How long has he been clean?
About a year now.
Good for him.
And do you have faith that that's going to stay that way, or is this nagging weirdness part of your?
Do it again.
Do you think it's your brain trying to tell you to protect yourself?
I mean, I do have so much hope, and he's been so good. But like every once in a while, you know, there'll be a little bit of doubt that creeps in, and
yep.
But I don't know if I should, like, maybe turn to humor. Like, maybe that's a good way to sort of, you know, get past this. Or
I don't have the answer personally.
But every day this is going to be a reminder. He hurts you every day for the rest of your life now.
Every time you look down at your left hand.
Which means you have to get out. You have to get out of this relationship then.
Oh,
Sarah,
but
yeah.
You've made it through. You've, like, all we've made it this far.
And now this is supposed to be Sarah's payoff. I helped this guy get clean.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get back on track with our relationship. But she can't move forward because that just, reminder of every day.
It's right there on her left hand that this is how much he betrayed me, or the drugs made him betray me. Sarah, I know. Hang on right there. There's so many.
She's not alone being married to addicts. Or
oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and they all do that.
So if you've been with an addicted person and you forgave them and they got clean, how did you move? Are there any tips, tricks?
Mm-hmm.
Tricks isn't the right word, but if there's any exercises or things she can do to try to let go of the crap he did when he was an addict.
That's tough.
If you can help her, great. If not, then Steve is probably right. Their marriage is over. Help her out if you can. Emily?
Yay.
Yay.
You been through this?
I was. I actually was engaged and went through with getting married. And a month later, it fell apart. Within 6 months, we were no longer together, and he just continued to break the trust. And this was like 7 or 8 years ago.
Ugh.
And so it did not work, which was honestly the best thing that ever happened. And it made me wake up and learn a lot about myself, because I did learn if he broke the trust, he broke all of it. And okay. It was just really hard to get back. And it's tough and it's not easy. A lot of people go through addiction. And so my heart goes out to her, because if she can't get past it, I think she just needs to be 100% take care of herself. And it might take some time, but I think.
Do you think there's any hope, or is she just delaying the inevitable and it's going to eventually happen?
I never want to say anything's hopeless, but if trust is not there, then it's really hard to look at anything else.
Did you guys have kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's
a whole different.
When he takes something that's supposed to, whether you believe God sanctioned your marriage or not, when he takes one of the most precious things between a man and a woman, which is that ring, and says, "I'd rather have a line," or whatever his drug of choice was.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's a piece of trust that is.
That's hard.
I mean, he got her another ring, but it's not the ring.
It never.
Ugh. Thank you for the call, Emily. Yeah. Sorry, your relationship didn't work out. Mark.
Yay.
What do you think? Have you been here?
Yeah, from the point of view of the addict who was forgiven, I've been there, and I'm still with the woman who forgave me. And
wow.
But, I mean, we fight all the time because of old grudges and old things that I did to her that I hold against myself and that she holds against me. I mean, more so what I hold against myself than what she holds against me, though.
So you're having a hard time forgiving yourself.
Right. I did some terrible things. And I mean, horribly, you know, as any addict, we're horribly conceited and egotistical and can't, a normal person should be able to.
Right. So then what would your advice for her be? Does she need to leave until he forgives himself?
Yep.
Or what would you say?
I think that, you know, if she chooses to stay, she has to understand that it's not going to be sunshine and roses, and it's not going to be, you know, that she's never going to be okay. That the smallest little thing
she needs to get out,
push him back.
I thought it was.
It's better to go, especially if she's young. There's no reason, you know, the mistake that my wife made is staying with me. We're 20 years in. And we still fight about things that happened 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's just not. Ugh.
You need a clean slate. Everybody needs a clean. If you're really getting second chances, maybe they need to be with.
Because you're not even the true self that she. When you're a drug addict, you're all on the drug. That's not even who you really are anyway. You're
right.
Not even. Yeah. Why is she?
Yeah, but you're always going to be that person. You're just not on the drugs pushing you to be extra awful. You're always going to be the egotist and the conceited POS that got you there in the first place.
Wow.
Thanks for the...
Thank you for the advice, Mark. This is bleak. This is one of the, like, right. I thought maybe we'd, I knew there was other people who've been in the situation, but I thought it was like, oh no, you just need to like read the book dealing with addiction. Like, but it's, there's a lot of
yep.
Hannah.
Yay.
Do you have any hope for these people?
I definitely have some hope. One, because, well, the father of my child, he was a meth addict for years. And unfortunately, it didn't work out between us, but he ended up getting clean and getting married and having more kids and everything. And I think that the ring is, she's looking at it the wrong way. She should look at her new ring as a new start and a new, you know, like she should be happy for that and happy for, you know, that he did get clean. Because it's extremely hard when you're an addict. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. I was an alcoholic for years and it was extremely hard for me to quit. So she should just, you know, she's looking at it the wrong way. She needs to look down at her ring and smile. And be like, yay, you know, he changed.
The clean guy bought
me
this.
My new life, yeah, with this mic.
Yeah, the clean guy bought me it, exactly.
Huh.
Exactly.
That's actually, the most hopeful thing we've heard.
That
so
is,
thank you for the call, Hannah. I think we have to end on that because I like,
hope. Yes.
Everybody else is like, Sarah.
I that was me. Ron, get out.
It's,
yeah.
Steve might have nailed it from the very beginning. Any more advice, support groups, whatever you have for each other, let's make a little resource over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.